you remember in the past Sundays, the Lord has been reminding us of what it really means to be a disciple of Christ, someone who follows after Christ, someone who goes to Him and finds peace or rest in carrying the cross. Today, the Lord explains more specifically one aspect of this discipleship, which is related to the word. And that's why today the Lord tells us this beautiful and very important parable of the seed and the sower, which in the Gospel of Matthew opens a whole sermon on parables. The Lord will speak, actually in the upcoming Sundays, about all these parables, about the kingdom, about this and that. But the first one is precisely about the word, which is very meaningful. Because if we don't think about how we listen or not, how we understand or not what He says, then nothing will be fruitful. The Lord knows very well, as we do as well, that there are different ways of receiving the Word of God, which is expressing a different kinds of ground. What's very meaningful about this first point is that the common element in all these different kinds of ground is that they're always very shallow. To reject God's word or to not really listen and obey, we don't need to say, I don't care, I don't want this, I reject this. We can be very and sincerely interested at the beginning. We can actually appreciate and rejoice initially in what we hear. But if the soil of our heart is shallow, then there will be no fruit. We can, in the mystery of God respecting our freedom, listen or hear the word proclaimed at Mass Sunday after Sunday, year after year, without any real fruit. That is a possibility and a frightful one. Listening in a fruitful way, receiving the word in a fruitful way, depends ultimately on our priorities, our real life priorities and beliefs. If we, for instance, came today to this Mass with a clear awareness, and I don't mean necessarily emotional, clear awareness that God was going to say something to us, God Himself, then of course we would have paid attention, and probably we did. Do we truly and sincerely believe that when we come to church, as Augustine said, God speaks to us in the readings and we speak to Him in our prayers? This is a simple, essential truth we must renew today in our hearts and in our minds. God speaks His word, Christ. And the word, Christ, speaks words, plural, to us still today. Again, God speaks His word, that's Christ, and Christ, the Word, speaks still today words to us. He pronounces those words today through the Church, first and foremost when we celebrate the liturgy, especially at Mass. But also the Lord still speaks today when we are taught by the Church, by our teachers. And one might wonder, well, who is a teacher? Well, essentially what we say in the Eucharistic prayer, Sunday after Sunday, those who hold into the truth hand on the Catholic and Apostolic faith. This is a key point for us to hopefully make all of this fruitful and concrete. We must listen when we come to church, listen with openness and docility, with a sincere willingness to be taught not necessarily to reinforce what we already like or believe, but to be taught and also to be changed by the Word. To be taught and to be changed. And the reason for this is that in the faith and in the liturgy, the Word precedes our thought. The Word precedes our thought. Pope Benedict explained this in a wonderful way. In human life, this makes sense, of course, thought always precedes the Word, meaning we always think first what we will say. And even in those occasions in which we might say, well, I didn't think about what I said and I said it, the problem is that I was thinking about that. What I didn't think is I shouldn't say that. But we always, always, that's the definition of our way of thinking and speaking. There's no way of not doing this. We always think and then we say a word. But in the faith and in the liturgy especially, the opposite is true. The word, the words of the word, come first. And those words that we receive mass after mass, teaching after teaching, precede our thoughts and actually are meant to shape constantly, and not just at the beginning of our path, our ways of thinking. This is why, among other things, when we come to church, when we come to Mass, we don't select what parts of the Gospel we're going to read, which antiphons or prayers we're going to say. Those words are given to us. And those words, and this is also extremely important, do not always necessarily reflect what we are experiencing, which for some might be, well, I don't connect with that. Well, connect, because that's exactly what God is saying to us. The beauty, the weight, the importance of what we hear when we come to Mass is not necessarily related to what we are experiencing when we come. What matters here is not our capacity to express what we're feeling or our local traditions. What matters is what God, in His wisdom, has to say to us today. And that is meant and supposed to shape precisely what we're thinking and what we're experiencing. That is a light greater than our experience that we receive from God's Word. And because of this, again, we need to be open and docile. We need to be sincerely willing to be taught and to be changed. How sad it is when we have a predetermined filter to listen or not to what is said or taught. How terrible is to think, and perhaps in subtle ways, that we don't have much more to learn, that we basically get it and that we're okay. How disappointing, really, to love God only when what we hear fits with what we like or believe. When we listen to our teachers and pastors only if we already like and agree with what they are going to say. On the other hand, it is exciting to know that there is more, to be open to a renewed way of being surprised by God's Word, by the depth of God's Word, and so to be taken to places that we don't know, to let that seed grow in unexpected ways. For this is certain. Christ did not only, past tense, sow. He did not only say things in the past. He still sows His Word. He still works, constantly working hard, hoping to find that good soil in our hearts so that seed that is being sown right now may bear fruit. And that possibility is wonderful. and anxiety, the words that God is pronouncing today here can produce an abundant fruit if we are open and docile. May we take the risk today to be taught, to be taken to new places, to be changed again by God's love.